proudly paraded at San Francisco's Pride Festival in protest of prejudice. The parade ran along Market Street, with thousands of participants decked out in rainbow flags, hats, tutus, and boas. Partygoers, politicians, and firefighters alike showed up in celebration of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. San Francisco Pride's 2017 theme is a celebration of diversity. While some danced to electronic music and enjoyed street food, others roamed booths offering literature on community activism, consensual sex, LGBTQ rights, and items for sale. Jason Clark is the chair of the San Francisco Republican Party. As a gay man who is also a Republican, he attended the San Francisco Pride Parade to raise awareness for gay Republicans.
Well, the Republican Party has a very extensive civil rights background, so it's nice to take that extension now to the gay pride celebrations here and to really reach out to the nearly one-third of gay people who voted Republican in the last election.
Nora Bellrose is a member of the San Francisco branch of the Socialist Alternative.
We're out here today to kind of share ideas on how we can fight back against the Trump administration and pass single-payer health care here in California and all across the country. We think we need a new party of the 99% that would really represent working people and fight for things like universal health care.
The Intersex and Genderqueer Recognition Project is a legal aid organization helping people change their gender identification on government documents. Margot Brooks advocates for people's right to identify with the gender they feel is right and spoke to KPFA about Bill SB 179.
One of the initiatives we're working on right now is SB 179, which is a bill that's in the Assembly looking to add a non-binary gender marker on California driver's licenses. So we're hoping to help that pass.
Rebecca Griffin is the Associate Director of the NARAL Pro-Choice California and an advocate for women's reproductive rights.
Right now, obviously, our health care is under attack, and we really want everyone to come together and take action to, you know, stand up that we are the pro-choice majority in this country and to demand that our rights are protected.
San Francisco Police Officer Nguyen was out today recruiting people to join the police force. She emphasized the police department's commitment to diversity and describes the process.
We have boot camps that we can get you involved in. We have practice exams. We also have cadet programs.
Richard Winger is a longtime member of the Libertarian Party.
I'm Richard Winger. The Libertarian Party has been coming to these parades since 1974. We were the first party to call for legalization of same-sex marriage. Right now, the Libertarian Party is pushing the idea that a multi-party system is much freer than a two-party system.
California State Senator for District 9, Nancy Skinner, has been coming to Pride parades since 1978. Skinner says that today was a day in which the highest number of state legislators and assembly members were present. She was among the senators riding on California Democrat and Senator of District 11, Scott Wiener's float, and was not only out at Pride today as a politician, but as a mother supporting her daughter who is married to a woman.
Well, I very proudly helped get the first openly gay speaker elected in the state assembly back in 2010, John Perez, and also was one of the people who voted on my good friend Assemblymember Amiano's bills that required bathrooms to be non-gender specific in our schools, also required LGBTQ curriculum in our schools.
Fred Hertz is an activist for LGBT refugees. He marched today with gay Syrian refugee Subi Nahas, who he described as wonderful and magical, and who came to the United States 2 years ago because of the support of the Spectra Project, which supports LGBTQ refugees abroad.
We got to march with Subi as he got applauded for being a brave gay refugee activist supporting the rights of refugees and helping to raise money for LGBT refugees throughout the Middle East and North Africa.
Many of the activists in San Francisco see Trump's administration as a threat to gay rights and emphasize their commitment to resilience despite the pressures on LGBTQ communities they feel are coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. President Trump has not issued a proclamation in honor of Pride Month, unlike Democratic predecessor Barack Obama. Overall, however, the energy at San Francisco's 2017 Pride Festival was high, the rainbows bright, and the cheers loud in support of all people, no matter their race, color, religion, age, disability, national origin, or sexual orientation. In San Francisco, for KPFA Pacifica News, I'm Clara Sophia Daly.